This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the evening edition. You're with Caroline and Ezra, and this next story involves the Council of Eminent Persons. They've been getting a lot of coverage right now on the range of initiatives and reforms that they're being tasked with. But this particular story, of course, the chairperson of the Council of Eminent Persons, Daim Zainuddin, he allegedly summoned Chief Justice Mohammad Rauf Sharif and Court of Appeal President Zulkifli Ahmad Makinuddin to a private meeting where he demanded that they resign, according to reports.
Yeah, that's right. Being accused of interfering with judicial proceedings, essentially. And so what's being said at the moment, Surendra Anand, that's the co-chair of the Malaysian Bar's Constitutional Law Committee, has come out to say that only the Prime Minister has the power to meet judges, but even then he cannot interfere with those proceedings, saying that besides the Prime Minister, no one else should be meeting or approaching any federal court judges on the issue of them resigning. The fear is, of course, that the Malaysian judicial would no longer be viewed as impartial.
Yeah, well, you also have Bukit Gulugo MP Ram Karpal saying that Mr. Daim Zainuddin should not be involved in matters like dismissing judges, as it was against the law. But not only that, just it creates this question mark about the independence of the judiciary. And of course, that's something that has been questioned for the past many, many decades.
Yeah,
now.
Well, it has, but I think it's more sharply in focus now, because if you think of the Pakatan Harapan ethos, right, do it according to the law,
right,
according to the book. So there needs to be respect for separation of powers, and I'm glad that it's quickly being called out.
Yeah.
You know, so due observance of constitutional requirements are called for, and, you know, it looks as though society at large is responding to that.
Yeah, well, of course, Tun Daim Zainuddin has not come out to say anything about this, but of course the press has labelled this particular meeting between him and the judges as a bit of an open secret, I guess, to give us clear insights on the situation and the ensuing outrage. We're crossing over now to constitutional lawyer Niu Sin Yu. Thank you very much for being with us on the programme, Sin Yu. Tell us a little bit more about what you know and why there's so much outrage.
There would be an outrage, and it's perfectly understandable why there would be an outrage, because the judiciary is an independent body that is not beholden to the executive. That is to say, the executive has no business interfering in the affairs of the judiciary, nor do they have the power to summon judges at their behest. So Tun Daim, assuming that he has done so, and him being a member of the Council of Eminent Persons, he is seen as part of the executive. And the executive does not have the power to summon judges, and not even the Prime Minister has the power to do so. So that is the reason why there would be an outrage, because it seems to be placing summoning judges, it seems to be placing the judiciary underneath the executive.
Right. Well, so okay, then it was not so much Tun Daim's call for them to resign, but rather the fact that he made the summons, that has people up in arms. What would have been the correct procedure to follow? Can a judge actually be advised to resign?
There is a procedure to follow. It's provided for under the federal constitution. This has been done once in our history, back in 1988. Of course, there's a lot of controversy surrounding that one with the same prime minister. But I'll just explain generally on the procedure. Under the federal constitution, if the prime minister represents to the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong that the chief justice or the president of the court of appeal or any other judges for that matter ought to be removed on the ground that they have breached the judge's code of ethics or is unable to properly discharge the functions of his office, the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong shall appoint a tribunal to look into such misconduct or whether the judge is able to properly discharge the functions of this office. And this tribunal shall consist of not less than 5 persons who hold or have held office as either the judge of the federal court, the court of appeal, or high court. So that is the correct procedure to follow. And the tribunal will conduct a hearing And if the tribunal is satisfied that there are grounds to remove the judges, the tribunal will advise the Yang Di Putuan Agong, and the Yang Di Putuan Agong shall remove these judges from office. So that is the correct procedure to follow.
Sinyu, so has the Prime Minister set into motion any of that type of procedure, and will it interfere with the current case that's in the Federal Court that's challenging the validity of the judges' reappointments?
I don't think the Prime Minister has taken the step to represent to the Yang Di Putuan Agong that the President of the Court of Appeal or the Chief Justice ought to be removed, although he has come out with statements to this effect in the past prior to the general elections. But there is, however, an ongoing case awaiting decision in the Federal Court on the validity of the appointment of the Chief Justice and the President of the Court of Appeal. And this was brought by the Malaysian Bar and the Advocates Association of Sarawak. So there is no decision date fixed yet by the Federal Court on whether the Chief Justice and the President of the Court of Appeal has been validly appointed. If the Federal Court decides that the Chief Justice and the President of the Court of Appeal has not been validly appointed in accordance with the Federal Constitution, then it doesn't result in them resigning. It simply means that their appointment was invalid from the get-go. So they should not even have assumed office in the first place.
Right.
So if Tun Dien did indeed make the summon, it goes against the whole grain, right, of what the leaders of New Malaysia have been advocating for, the rule of law. We said this a little earlier, you know, an independent judiciary. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on how the Pakatan government can move forward?
Well, I think the first thing the Pakatan government should do is to seek an explanation from Tun Dien on whether or not he has actually summoned the judges and asked them to resign. But I think, again, the outrage is at him summoning, not at him asking them to resign, because a lot of people have asked the Chief Justice and the President of the Court of Appeal to resign. Even Lim Kit Siang has done so, and he is part of this new Pakatan government. So it's important for an explanation to be provided by this Pakatan government on the veracity of whether the judges were indeed summoned. And more importantly, moving forward, it's very important for the government to not treat the judiciary as another branch of the executive. They must understand the constitutional function of the judiciary, that they are entirely separate entity and they're not part of the executive. So that demarcation and that separation of powers must be followed very strictly.
Well, Sinyu, thank you very much for joining us on the program and giving us your thoughts on this. That was Niu Sinyu, a constitutional lawyer, with his thoughts on the allegations that Tun Dien Zainuddin summoned the Chief Justice and the Court of Appeals President to meet and demand their resignations. We're headed towards the 8 o'clock news. Stay tuned to the evening edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.